1967, and you've entered the cavern, another hour of Everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And as I've already suggested, what we're doing this week is the 1967 radio year. We're going to listen to music that we typically would have heard if we were listening to progressive rock FM radio in 1967, including a lot of groups that put out their, or artists that put out their first album in that year, as well as plenty of Beatle music. But first, a little bit of housekeeping. If you have a suggestion, a song suggestion that you'd like to get on the air in the coming weeks, you can go to my website. And the reason I'm doing it that way is because I'm only here for an hour, and it's kind of hard to, I don't have time to do all the research and make sure I make the adjustments. So if you go to my website, GaryAult.com, and go to Leave a Message, and which is on the left-hand side, it's a link, and you'll go to a screen where you can leave a message, and just, you know, tell me what your suggestion is. And the only rule is that it has to have been released in 1967, which is the year we're doing for the next couple of several weeks, and then we'll go on to 1968, etc. And it has to have been released in that year, and it has to have been something I haven't played before, and appropriate to the show, and that's about it. And also, just want to let you know that this show will be archived, as usual, on the same website, GaryAult.com. Just go to the link on the left-hand side called Multimedia. So enough of that. Now let's get on with some Beatles music.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes and she's gone. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
passion has captured my soul.
Jimi Hendrix Experience with Manic Depression from the first Jimi Hendrix album, Are You Experienced? That also had Purple Haze, Hey Joe, let's see, The Wind Cries Mary, Fire, Foxy Lady, I mean, all those, you know, a whole bunch of other songs too, but those were all on the radio a lot. And the first song we heard, of course, was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band from the album of the same name by who else but the Beatles. Speaking of the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper, and Jimi Hendrix, here's today's trivia question. And if you know the answer, give us a call at 908-852-4545. And the first caller with the correct answer will receive, if they have not won anything from WNTI in the past 30 days, will receive a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. And keep in mind that I'm the only one here, so we have to keep it brief except for the person that calls with the right answer. And we'll announce the answer at about 10 to 9. The question is, Jimi Hendrix played Sgt. Pepper, the song Sgt. Pepper, just 2 days after its release. It was released on a Friday, and on a Sunday, he played it with Paul and George in the audience and some other luminaries. What was the venue that he played Sgt. Pepper in 2 days after its release? Now let's continue on with the Easy Beats.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I'm
Has a mustache. You come into me with that soulful look on your face. You come in looking like you never ever done one wrong thing.
You do. I used to be cruel to my woman. I beat her and kept her apart from the things that she loved. Man, I was mean, but I'm changing my scene, and I'm doing the best that I can. I admit it's getting better, a little better.
And we started that set off with the Easy Beats with Friday on My Mind from the Definitive Anthology. I love that song. That's just a great little pop rocker from the 60s. And they're an Australian band. And somebody or other, I forget who, I did the research a few days ago and I forgot to bring it with me, declared that like the greatest song written in Australian history. I don't know how that's possible, but it is a really cool little popper, isn't it? And then we listened to Cream with SWLABR. I'm not going to pronounce it Swalabalar because that's wrong. Anyway, that's from Disraeli Gears. And then we finish the set off with the Beatles with Getting Better from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We have several callers with really good answers to the trivia question. I won't say what the answers were because then you'll know it's the wrong answer and that'll be unfair. Really close, good answers, but not quite on. So I'm going to repeat the question. Jimi Hendrix played Sgt. Pepper, the song, just 2 days after its release. It was released on a Friday and he played it on a Sunday with Paul and George and other luminaries in attendance. What was the venue where he played Sgt. Pepper for the first time on that Sunday? I'll give you a big hint. It was in England. Okay, how's that for a hint? So now after the break, we'll carry on with some more music.
Hi, this is Johnny Five from the Flowbots, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick, Helen, and Teddy Thompson, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesday evening at 9 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from Satter's Restoration of Branchville, New Jersey. Satter's offers restorations of wooden canvas canoes by Old Town, Chestnut, EM, White, and others. Restorations including repairs and refinishing. Satter's also offers restoration of other wooden pieces, including furniture. Information available at sattersrestoration.com or by phone 973-948-5242.
Did you know college isn't just for kids? Adults are going back to school for a variety of reasons. To enhance their professional skills, change jobs, gain job security, get promotions, and increase their salaries. Many are choosing to pursue associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees at Centenary College's adult and professional programs. With locations in Parsippany, Edison, and Hackettstown, getting your degree has never been more convenient. Classes are held one night a week in an accelerated format, or you can study online. You can even earn your MBA on Saturdays. Centenary's programs are flexible and affordable. See how easy it can be to earn your degree from Centenary College. For more information or to enroll now, go to centenarycollege.edu/WNTI. That's centenarycollege.edu/WNTI for undergraduate and graduate programs designed around your busy schedule. Centenary College, it's not just your kid's school. See how easy it can be to earn your degree from Centenary College. Go to centenarycollege.edu/WNTI.
All my love to you, and I'll take you out like I used to do. When I'm holding you near, you'll have enough.
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking to her, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed, thinking those who once existed must be dead? Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Talking too loud, you cause a landslide, Mr. Jones.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free. She,
we gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives.
Oh.
We gave her everything money could buy.
She's leaving home after living alone.
Bye.
Father snores as his wife gets into her dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me? She,
we never thought of ourselves,
is leaving,
never a thought for ourselves.
Oh.
We struggled hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
She, what did we do that was
wrong.
It's heavy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
Fun
is the one thing that money can't buy.
Something inside that was always denied for so many years.
She's leaving home.
Bye bye.
WNTI, where great music lives.
Yeah.
the great Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, with Going Down Slow from her album Aretha Arrives, released in 1967. Started that set off with the Trogs from their album their album Troglodynamite, and the track we heard was You Can't Beat It, and we followed that up with the Bee Gees from their first album called Bee Gees First. They must have anticipated something. And that was called New York Mining Disaster 1941, their first big hit. And then we heard the Beatles with She's Leaving Home from Sgt. Pepper. And then we went into a blues set, Albert King with Born Under a Bad Sign from the album of the same name. And then John Mayall's Blues Breakers with The Stumble from A Hard Road. That was the Peter Green incarnation of the Blues Breakers. He replaced Eric Clapton when Eric left to create Cream. And he sounds a lot like Eric, actually. I guess a lot of people were imitating him in those days. And then we finish with Aretha Franklin again with Going Down Slow from Aretha Arrives. We have an answer to the trivia question that we'll announce in about 10 minutes. So, you know, if you want to call, you can certainly do that and we'll announce your name. But someone has already won the gift certificate. And after the break, we're going to carry on with some more music.
Hi, this is Johnny Five from the Flowbots, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick, Helen, and Teddy Thompson, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesday evening at 9 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Stanhope House, located on Main Street in Stanhope, New Jersey, supports WNTI. Open Wednesday through Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 12:30. The Stanhope House offers Americana food and entertainment nightly. Information available at stanhopehousenj.com or by phone 973-347-7777. 973-347-7777.
You can find out what is going on in the world of WNTI by visiting us on Facebook. Like us and be the first to know about what's happening at WNTI, from news about your favorite WNTI programs to photos of recent WNTI events. You can even share what you think about the great music here on WNTI. So check out WNTI on Facebook today, or for the direct link to the page, go to WNTI.org.
Thank you. From his lonely wooden tower, and when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, "All men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them." But he himself was broken long before the sky would open, forsaken, almost human. He sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Leonard Cohen with Suzanne from the Songs of Leonard Cohen. And we started that set off with the Beatles with Within You, Without You from the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and this is The Cavern. And the answer to the trivia question, the question was, Hendrix played Sgt. Pepper just 2 days after it's released with Paul and George in attendance and some other luminaries. Where, what was the name of the venue where he played it? And Nancy and Rick Cheezel from Great Meadows knew that the answer is the Savile Theater in London. And so they win the gift certificates to the gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton. Steve and Cranberry Lake also knew the answer was Savile Road Theater, Savile Theater rather, in London. Savile Road is where the Apple Studios were, or the Apple offices were. So we're going to listen to Paul himself verify what we just said, because several people called in and said the Marquee Club. Someone said Paris. I think he did play all those places and he played that song. But listen to Paul McCartney explain it.
And the biggest single sort of tribute for me was that it was released on the Friday. And on the Sunday, we went to the Savile Theatre, which Brian Epstein rented on Savile, and ran some rock shows because nothing ever happened on a Sunday. And Jimi Hendrix opened with Sgt. Pepper, and he'd only had Sinter Friday to learn it.
Yeah, 20 years ago today, I'm back from Santa Fe. They were going in and out of style, you know. It's a big smile. The band I can do is to you. What a life in a shit. Sgt. Pepper's going to have a club, man.
So that's from the mouth of Paul McCartney himself from the anthology series. Speaking of Jimi Hendrix.
Fly on, little wings.
as we conclude with John Mayall's Blues Breakers featuring Peter Green playing The Supernatural from the same album we played before, A Hard Road. We started that set off with Jimi Hendrix's Experience with Little Wing from another album, his second album released also in 1967 at the end of the year, Axis Bold as Love. And then we carried on with The Beatles with Lovely Rita from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So we thank you for listening to The Cavern, another hour of everything Beatles. And we've been doing the 1967 radio experience, part three. And there are at least, the way I figured, at least two shows that we can do with this all this material that we've got in the future weeks. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to be playing David Bowie from his first album, some Gordon Lightfoot, Joan Baez, Moby Grape, Moody Blues, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. 10 years after, The Doors, The Electric Prunes, The Grateful Dead released their first album in that year, The Mamas and the Papas, The Velvet Underground released their first album. Definitely going to get that on next week. The Who, Traffic, Van Morrison, there's just so much material to play. We could probably go on for 3 or 4 weeks as long as we have enough Beatles material to go along with it, which I think we do. So again, we thank you for listening. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. I'm your host, Gary Alt, with The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. And as we fade out with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, stay tuned up next for E-Town.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.